This is WLVR. I'm Brad Klein. As Russia continues its attack on Ukraine, the eyes of the world are on Eastern Europe. Here in the Lehigh Valley, there are many with roots and or family in Ukraine who have been watching especially closely. Father Paul Makar is pastor of Holy Ghost Ukrainian Catholic Church in Easton. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, let me ask you first what the mood is of the community, the Ukrainian-American community in the Lehigh Valley.
There's a lot of anxiety, fear, even anger, but not just because of what's happening now. Similar events have happened in the past to Ukraine. I have elderly parishioners who remember the atrocities that happened in Ukraine, both pre and post World War II, and they are reliving it right now, even as we speak.
Let me ask you about the Ukrainian community in the Lehigh Valley. Can you give me an idea of the community and its diversity and sort of where it's located primarily?
Well, we have a number of Ukrainian churches in the Lehigh Valley. Obviously, we have Holy Ghost Ukrainian Catholic Church here in West Easton. And then, of course, there's St. Josephat's in Bethlehem, St. John the Baptist in Northampton, plus two Ukrainian Orthodox churches, St. Mary's in Allentown and Assumption in Northampton.
There are both Ukrainian Catholic and Orthodox churches in the valley, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. Does this represent a particular division within the residents, or is there a lot of communication between the denominations?
There is communication between us and the Orthodox, and this conflict has brought us even a little closer together, where we're conducting joint prayer services known as the Molebin for peace and healing in Ukraine.
I imagine that all the churches are working to provide humanitarian aid as they're able to. Can you give me some examples of what people can do to aid the people of Ukraine?
As of right now, the most important thing that we need to collect is medical items. Next, below that would be infant formula, diapers of all sorts, infant, toddler, and adult diapers. Any sort of rehabilitation equipment, such as crutches or wheelchairs, that sort of thing. And then when it comes to clothing items, we are seeking specifically new and packaged items, such as new thermal underwear and packs, socks. Linens and packages, that sort of thing. Please hold off on the clothes because we're just being inundated by them. But then of course there's men's boots, especially size 10 to 13. Tactical gear that can be used. We have a list on our Facebook page, and as I'm sure most of the other parishes do have as well on their Facebook pages.
Let me ask you, are you able to get those items from the Lehigh Valley to Ukraine at this point?
Yes, there are several shipping companies who have already been offering pro bono flights of supplies to Poland. From Poland, they get to the right people and are distributed not just to the refugees that are located there, but they are able to get it across the Polish border to where it needs to go into Ukraine. We're also here at Holy Ghost looking into procuring a shipping container to ship goods by sea, as is a few other places as well.
Do you think that these events have changed your relationship to the non-Ukrainian community in the Lehigh Valley?
Absolutely, and for the better, because again, the outpouring of support that we've received just from everyday people has just been phenomenal. We just feel, or should I say, this is a personal opinion of mine, it's sad when it takes a war like this to finally show the world, you know, what Ukraine really is.
Well, Father Paul Makar is pastor of Holy Ghost Ukrainian Catholic Church in Easton. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.